I use my neti pot almost every morning, especially in the winter. Slosh some salty water in your nose, and it's like a good kick in the sinuses. I'm hooked. An ear, nose, and throat specialist, Karen Rizzo, says, eh, it's fine.
If you wash your car every day, it stays clean. If it's in the fall when there's ragweed and lots of pollen deposit on it, you wash it away and it looks nice and clean. The same concept with the lining of the nose.
Ultimately, it's your immune system and probably the flu shot that keep you from getting sick. But Rizzo says the nose is part of that system. Mucus production kicks into overdrive to fight infection and all the other things that pass through your nose.
Viruses can do that. Bacteria can do that. Allergies can do that. So if you can wash away that agent before it multiplies and spreads, it's a good thing.
Here's the big warning. Rizzo says start with clean water. Wash your hands and sanitize the neti pot every single time. I asked her to watch my technique just to make sure I'm doing it right.
I usually do a couple scoops of salt in there.
Distilled water.
I just pour that in.
Mix that up.
Now the next part is nasty, but Rizzo isn't squeamish.
I always have tissues at the ready. You're not going to be grossed out. You've seen all this stuff before, right?
Absolutely. That's the whole purpose of it. If there's something there to come out, you want it to come out.
Then repeat on the other side.
And a little dribbled out, right?
Yeah, very good. That was a nice pace of the pour. The volume was good, and it wasn't uncomfortable, was it?
Not at all.
Yeah. Good.
So otolaryngologist Karen Rizzo recommends regular nasal irrigation. Allergist Talal Unsuli does not.
Now let me clarify it and to avoid having a riot. Here we go. Oh, a lot of people are in love with the nasal saline irrigation. They love their saline water that they use. If they use it short term for 3 days, 1 week, 10 days, that's totally fine.
The right amount of gunk in the lining of your nose is like an immune blanket. And Sully says rinsing it away every day, that's the problem.
Because we are washing the bad mucus that someone can have, yellow green mucus, but we are washing in the same time the good mucus. And this good mucus contains these immune elements.
And Sully also worries about damage to microscopic hair-like structures called cilia, which wave and beat to sweep mucus from the nose.
And they move like an escalator. Now, studies show that when we use a saline solution, it inhibits, it paralyzes these cilia from moving.
To be specific, it's super salty water that cripples the cilia. And Insuli says lots of do-it-yourself neti potters, like me, do it wrong.
You see atrocities. People, they mix whatever they want. They take 1 teaspoon, 2 teaspoons, 1/2 teaspoon of the salt. They boil their own water. They mix it together. They are not pharmacists to begin with.
He sees patients in his clinic all the time who are trying to treat a serious underlying medical problem with a home remedy. So he did a small study. For a year, Insuli tracked his patients. Everyone got his usual prescriptions and regular medical treatment. But he asked a subset of patients to stop using saline washes completely.
And guess what?
The people who stopped using their neti pots did much better. They had 62% fewer sinus infections.
Exactly.
And Suli says nasal irrigation is a temporary fix.
People think that they're getting better. They might improve probably for 1 or 2 days, and then they start to get worse.
Looking for a final word on the neti pot debate, I asked a national doctors group to be the referee. But no luck. The American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery, hasn't taken an official position. But me, I'll probably keep swilling the salt water. Just not every day. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.